The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
You okay?
You are so pretty. I am a nice guy. Are you?
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. Before we get into the episode, just want to let you know we are on Twitch. FPS Pod is the handle for our Twitch channel. Please go like, subscribe, check out the content that we have on there. We're going to continuously put out some more stuff for you all, and we got some exciting things coming up. So we'll be happy to, you know, share that same experience with you. FPS Pod is the Twitch channel, but let's get into the show. Another rewatchable review. An Oscar pick as well. It was nominated for Best Picture. It's called Promising Young Woman, directed by Emerald Fennell, produced by Margot Robbie as well, and starring Carey Mulligan. As usual, how we start off, overall thoughts. So what you think, Mike?
Oh, I love this movie. This was one of my favorite films from last year. So, yeah, I'm glad we're getting to talk about it.
What about you, Ken?
Yeah, I thought it was dope, man. I enjoyed it. It had me hooked.
That's surprising. What about you, Nay?
I enjoyed it. The only thing that would have made it better if she was actually a serial killer and was killing them niggas outside of the ending. Yeah.
What about you, Rob?
The end. I enjoyed this. It's funny. I didn't realize that it was what it was until it came on, because I had always wanted to watch it, but just one of them things that kind of left my mind.
Yeah.
I saw a preview, and I forgot what movie I was watching, but I saw a preview of it. I was like, oh, man, I want to watch that. And just kind of, like I said, it left my mind after a while, and I didn't realize it had came out. And when it came on, I was like, oh, shit, this is the, what did I say? I was like, oh, it's this movie. I didn't realize that. So, yeah, I was hyped. But, nah, yeah, end up.
It lived up to it.
It lived up to it, yeah. It seemed like something I would have enjoyed, so yeah, it lived up to it.
I think I saw the trailer a while ago, and I thought it was kind of corny, the concept. So when y'all brought it up to review it, I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Do you remember where you saw the trailer? Because I was trying to remember where I saw it.
It was on YouTube somewhere. Mm. I sometimes go through, like, what's the newest trailers coming out based off of what people have been talking about. And like I mentioned, that podcast, the movie podcast I listened to, they talked about it too.
It was a movie. I can't remember what it was when I saw the trailer, I just don't remember what movie I was watching when I saw it, though.
Yeah, so like watching it, I was like, oh, okay, this actually is, I was shocked. Like, I was like, this is actually better than I could ever, my expectation was low. Mm-hmm. So like it really.
Especially coming off Nomadland, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. Nah, what's crazy, I watched this before I watched Nomadland. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking we on a roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, okay. I'm gonna find a hidden gem.
Damn.
Don't look like that.
I found a hidden bucket.
What made you watch this first?
Yeah.
You can look at
it. Oh, because Nomadland was on Hulu, so I was like, I can get to that whenever.
Okay.
This one I went through certain channels to see it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I thought I had saw this like just on one of the networks though. And because when we went looking for it, I was like, damn, I could have swore this was on like somewhere.
I thought it was Amazon Prime or something, but
I thought it was also like a skit as well. Like
what
a little
mean?
Parody skit of like
really?
A woman being in a situation like this. You know what I mean?
I can see. If I remember the trailer correctly, I can maybe see why.
But yeah, let's jump into it. The film starts off a little different, not with our main character, but as far as like with a group of business guys talking shit about their female coworker and what things they can and can't do anymore because of the new rules, you know, how people, it's crazy. You have to respect women, pretty much. That's what they were complaining about. What did you guys think about that opening scene, especially with the guy who was kind of, who you would expect, not expect, but expected to be like the good guy between the other two guys and how that played out, especially like just the twist, I guess.
What's his name?
Adam Brody?
Yeah.
Adam Brody.
Yeah.
I like it.
From OC, Seth Cohen?
Yeah.
You watched OC?
Yeah.
For real?
I told you I grew up watching.
You surprised that he watched OC?
I am. I have never met another black man that watched OC.
What is OC?
It's a show that you would fucking hate.
Yeah.
It's basically like 90210, but
it's cheesier. Like, it was like a kid. It was like a kid. It was 90210 for a new generation.
Nah, it was a scripted
show.
What
year? Because
it's like early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was like off that Dawson's Creek shit. Watched.
My sisters watched all that shit. So
I wasn't that reality show kind of like that?
Huh? You blame everything on your sisters.
I'm telling you. They're the reason why I got into films and like watching movies and shit.
No, I thought it was a reality show based on like Orange County or something.
That's the Hills. Yeah,
that's the Hills. That's what it
was. I didn't watch that. That and Laguna Beach. Two shits I was about all that. Into that.
I watched Baldwin Hills. Yes.
No, sir.
Baldwin Hills I watched. Hey,
did you hear that the girl from Baldwin Hills just died?
No.
The model girl?
You playing?
No, she just died. It was so unfortunate.
Was Baldwin
yeah.
Hills?
That was the black Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Did it come on BET?
It was like around that College Hill when BET was really trying to do some reality TV stuff. I'm a reality TV junkie. Don't get me started.
Nah, I think it was funny.
OC was tight, though.
Mm. It was early on, but then it took a left turn.
Yeah. You watched all that shit.
Here we go. No, not the cheesiest theme song ever, bro.
No,
crazy.
Jeez, nah, I fucked with it, but it was like when you play it out loud, like, yeah, that's some corny white people shit.
Yeah.
The first two seasons were dope. After that, it went to shit.
Yeah.
Once you live in
Misha Park.
Well, no.
Okay.
Nah.
I thought about it.
Hell,
that's why I barely came out because the motherfuckers was rich, right?
No, I was definitely nowhere.
No,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to say I was nowhere near that kind of money.
Right.
But yeah, how did y'all feel about that opening scene and how it unfolded? As far as, and that kind of set the tone for the film as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is a great opener. Great opener. But it was interesting, man, seeing a guy that quote unquote thinks he's a good guy or whatever in the group. Like, oh man, you know, whatever. And then to see him just kind of change. The whole first scene, I just had my mouth open like,
it was so funny.
Oh my God.
He was like, no. I was like, nigga, yes. Niggas are niggas. He was like, no, he's not. I was like, Roderick, yes, he
I was
is.
Just like, yo, this
and he
is
was
crazy.
Like, dudes really do that, Roderick. Yes, they do.
If you ever hear a guy talking about, I'm one of the good guys,
nigga, you not. Screwed.
He's raped somebody.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Don't say
exactly.
No, you gotta go that far.
I'm just saying, bro.
Dude, that part. I was just
or if like, they always put like the oh man, nice guys always finish last, or all girls like bad guys. Yeah, he's definitely done some sketchy shit.
He was on some bullshit.
Yeah, once my only thing was when he was saying like I can see that you're inebriated. I thought it was like if he called her an Uber. Then I'm like, okay, maybe he's not that. But he was like,
when he said,
when I'm gonna drive you home, I'm like, all right, this nigga a piece of shit.
I've done that, to be fair.
What?
I've ridden.
In the age of Uber?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can see maybe to make sure that the chick got home all right. Because Uber drivers are sketchy too.
Exactly. That is exactly where I'm going. You don't put drunk women in Ubers by themselves.
Mm.
Okay. Because y'all act like Uber drivers ain't dudes.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, that obviously was crazy. And then, like, we get introduced to Cassie doing her little vigilante shit, which, Nate, to your point, I thought she was killing these motherfuckers.
Based on the trailer, I thought she was going to be a serial killer. And based on the way they opened it up, yeah, they played on that. Yeah, and I liked that they played on that. However, I was a bit let down. That was my only real negative that I had about this film. I felt like it was a bit of a letdown that she wasn't actually
I think we're about to say the same thing. I like it too, but why did you want her to actually have killed
him? I wanted the vengeance. I wanted.
I'm with her
though.
No, it's not. I just made you feel bad. No, nigga, you must die.
Yes,
but think about that. He has to live. They have to live with that though.
No, nigga.
He got away.
They live with it. Yeah. You act like
no, but you
niggas,
had somebody really call you out on your shit.
Niggas know what the fuck they doing. If you really think that this nigga don't, like, he might be delusion your way into thinking that you not really a fucked up person. But at the core of you, you know you a fucked up person.
I don't think they do, Nate.
Yeah, yes.
I really don't. I think the guy, and that's what is so brilliant about this movie.
Yes.
All of the guys, with the exception of the two at the end, but all of the guys throughout the film, they really think they're good dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of men think that they're not doing anything wrong because she didn't say no. So they think it's not rape, it's not assault, it's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with Rod. I think that some of these guys got a fucking wake-up call. The reason I like that she wasn't killing him is I think that would have put way too much like unrealistic like elements into the film.
The fact that she was doing all this shit in the first
made way more sense. Way more sense than if she was just killing. Because if she was just killing him, then it would have just been like a very standard movie. But her actually doing kind of to them what they've been doing to her, I like that aspect.
She ain't got no stun gun. She ain't got no pepper spray. This motherfucker.
What's she a stun gun?
This motherfucker going to the Lions Den like Gilligan. What's the Bible? Samson. What's his name?
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah. She going into the Lions Den with no weapon.
How do you know she didn't have a weapon? Maybe she didn't have to use it. Think about it. Like these guys are probably. These guys are probably not your standard. And see, again, the look on your face tells me that this movie didn't click right with you.
No, it clicked. I got it.
Because think about it. Like, your average rapist, like your SVU type of rapist, is some guy hiding behind the wall with a hoodie on and a mask and a knife. This is telling you that these are regular ass dudes.
So
why she need a pepper spray and mace for?
Because she knows these ain't regular ass. Like, she's the one that we're just catching up. The audience is catching up.
She knows this, so she doesn't have to have that stuff.
No.
And if she does have it, maybe it's in her bag.
But if she knows that they're predators, or at least to some level predatory, then they're somewhat dangerous, right?
But how do we know she doesn't have any of the stuff that you're talking about?
Because she would have used it.
For what? She had no reason. None of them attacked her in like a way that she would need mace or a stun gun.
I would agree with you until the end.
Yeah, until the end.
The end was especially the end.
But I'm had a knife.
No, she had. And she got overpowered.
She got overpowered and she got surprised because his thing broke off.
Because she want to have a damn monologue. That's why.
Man, yeah, you definitely did not.
No, it clicked for me. No, I was just like, didn't. I expect
it
I was
half
like,
clicked.
I was like, no, I was like, she gonna die because of this.
I didn't expect her to die.
I didn't either.
I did. Once she went into that, I was like, either she got some type of backup or she about to die. You know how
she fucked them all up. She had all of them knocked out with that alcohol.
But he was like tugging against the ropes and all that. I know we going to, but like, you know how I always say like somebody going, the main character's going to die? Like as soon as
you do always say
as
that.
As soon as that's why like the whole thing play, I was like, she going to end up dying doing this shit.
I did not expect it. I thought because of the precedent that it set with all of these other men, I thought that she was going to win at the end.
That was the breadcrumbs for me. That was like, okay, she's getting, like, it's setting the audience up for the ending. Yeah,
so at what point you thought she was going to die?
Well, I knew for sure. Once she went over to that cabin in the woods, I was like, yeah, it's a wrap. She ain't getting out of that. And then when she was saying, like, she was having them drink and put some probably drugs in, I was like, oh, okay, but she still got old boy.
Yeah, that was surprising to me, but I know we jumping in.
Yeah, like, right. Go ahead. But I was bringing up the fact that she was a coffee hostess and... Well, what did y'all think of Carrie Mulligan character overall?
Character, yeah, I thought
she's an awesome actress, but I really liked her in this. I thought this was a slightly different role than I'm used to seeing with her.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing her in anything else.
Yeah,
what,
I don't know.
What was she?
She was in Drive.
She was the girl with the son.
Yeah. She was in. Oh gosh, I can't remember the movie where she was somebody's.
But see,
mistress.
She wasn't really stand out in that to me.
She was in Great Gatsby.
She was in Great Gatsby.
I'm sure I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't watch Great Gatsby?
You saw it.
She was in Manchester by the Sea.
I haven't seen. Is that good?
Oh, I did see that. I
think
that
so. Yeah. Yeah. She's been in a lot of stuff, and I don't think this isn't her first nomination, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she probably got nominated for Manchester.
I believe she did. But was that her or was that the one who dated Heath Ledger?
They all got that little boy haircut. Mm-hmm.
Nah, she did a great job in this, man. Like she really sold the role. Like, for sure.
Yeah, she was perfect for the role.
Yeah.
What did y'all think about, since we talk about her and her job as a coffee host, what y'all think about Laverne Cox in this?
I enjoyed her.
Yeah.
I like that we're seeing her in more roles, but I do want her to get out of the black sidekick role. Like, I thought she would
but I feel like it was really
what
good
else was
here,
she
though.
In that episode? I mean, Orange is the New Black, obviously, but what else
yeah,
was she?
Yeah, but
what
I'm just saying, like, I think she was, where have I seen her? It's like she usually, like, she. This is how I know she's starting to get roles, because she's playing that character, and they usually grow into something else. But for this one, it made sense, and I liked their dynamic with her and Cassie.
I did too.
What I didn't like, though, and I want to get y'all thoughts, was that coffee scene with the white dude.
And she spit in the cup.
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
I almost cut off the movie.
Why?
That shit is disgusting. Because I could care less for coffee.
And then the follow up, she's like, I just spat in your coffee.
He drank that shit.
You ain't never done that?
Hell no.
Nah. The
I thought biting his lip and shit. Look at his mouth, nasty motherfucker.
They got having a whole moment on me.
I never had nobody spit in my coffee, but I had somebody spit in my drink at a bar once.
Oh my god!
And you was like, bitch, that.
Who are you trying to gross out? Shit,
you must don't have know
what else you got.
She must have been bad. Right. She had to be bad.
She was all right, but she she was drunk decent, Nick.
Beer goggles.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Nah, yeah,
I like that part.
He drunk that shit. I was like, come on.
He really liked her. I like that. I like
for the coffee hostess.
Yeah, I liked it.
They went to medical school together. Mm-hmm.
And he been had a crush on her. You could tell he had a crush on her the whole time.
I thought it was something up with that situation the whole time.
The entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. That was the one thing that caught me by surprise.
That one really, it really made my whole fucking stomach drop.
I saw that one coming a mile away. I knew something. He was way too persistent. Like, yeah, there's no way you're not going to date
me. But he did all the right things.
I thought you were saying you knew that he was a scumbag.
He was way too persistent with her. I think persistence to a certain extent is entitled, can come off as entitlement. And I felt like he was way too persistent. It's like, no, I'm a doctor. We know each other. I've been having a crush on you. I'm going to get you. Aww. So his storyline really didn't surprise me.
Yeah. I do have a question. I was like, was the spit coffee dude too thirsty? So yeah, mm-hmm. He was thirsty.
He was, but I didn't think that meant he was going to end up being one of the bad guys.
Nah, you know what took me off? When they were walking back to the apartment.
Yeah,
But you know what? Again, I actually felt him on that because mm-hmm. I don't think he was being a scumbag.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I would have done the same thing.
Coincidence. We're back in my apartment. You want to just come up for a drink? I don't think he was being like, yo, let's fuck. I don't think he was. And I think that's why the movie.
Then why are you coincidentally walking me to your apartment?
I don't think he was trying to fuck. I really don't. I think that they were building. All right. I think they were building him up to be one of the good guys. And then at the end. He wasn't, but not because he was trying to fuck and he was trying to be a scumbag. It's because he was tied to the rapists. I think that the movie made that fairly clear that that's not what he was doing.
Oh, no.
Now, for me, the coincidence thing was weird, but as far as like them being on a date and he was like, look, shit, we already at the crib.
That's not how it went, y'all. Come on, man.
I disagree.
He was really awkward and he was trying to be cutesy. I don't think he was really like, yo, come up to my house, let's fuck.
No, I don't know. I don't know how it'll play it out, but I know he was trying to get some cheeks that night.
I don't think he was. I really don't.
I'm with Mike. Yeah,
I really don't. I really
don't. Come on, y'all.
You just described to me.
Okay, the thing is, if he did, then why would the movie even bother with that part?
Right.
Because it wants to
throw you off.
Yeah, how would it throw you off if it didn't? If it made y'all be like, oh, well, he was definitely trying to get.
Because if
it's
he
was how does it throw y'all off? Obvious red flag. Now, listen.
I think he was a different level of nice guy.
I agree that
he might have been a different level of. It's a different level of delusion almost. It's like, I'm not like them. Like, yeah, I was. Like, when she confronted him, like, the fact he was like, I was a kid, and the way he flipped on her. Like, no, I think it's just a different level of delusion. Like, he really, like, I save children. I'm really
that's
a good
the point.
Guy.
That's the point. They were trying to make it to where he's a different level of mm-hmm. nice guy, yep. But even that level of nice guy is a scumbag.
So we're saying the same thing.
Yes.
If you do it, you might have thought it was fucked up.
And you wouldn't do it yourself, but you watch somebody else do it.
And you're just as bad for doing
it. Yes.
Yes, it is. It
seemed
a
really,
level.
Yeah.
But, when that happened, I was like, damn, he just liked the other ones.
But he's not. That,
he's not. That's he is the
a
different point.
Level. We're saying the same thing. I just think the red flags might have come off a little bit more to Ken and I.
No, we're not saying the same thing. I don't think he was trying to fuck. I really don't. I think he was that kind of awkward. He was that type of dorky, whatever, white dude.
Yep.
He was really going to invite her back up there. They probably would have watched TV, and he'd have let her sleep in the bed. He wouldn't have slept on the couch.
Hell no.
He was that type of dude.
No, that was
his game.
That was his game.
No, I think that's y'all game. Nah. And you insert this on this guy. The movie gave zero indication. Yeah. Now I hope. But I'm saying the movie gave absolutely zero indication that that was who that guy was.
It was some of the stuff he was doing, like, especially when he was like asking her, like, do you still talk to this person or that person? Like, when he brought up the old classmates and stuff like that. This is after a little bit in the movie we established that there was some fucked up shit happened with her old mm-hmm. friend, and I was like, he's still in touch with them and stuff like that. It's like that's mm-hmm. kind of some, you know what I'm saying?
He's still a part of that clique.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when the coincidence thing, now to me, it was just like, it did throw me off because like he always, at the end of the day, did the right thing up until obviously a certain point in the film. But it was like, how the fuck did we end up at your apartment?
I think he was definitely trying to bring her back. All I'm saying is I don't think that the movie was setting him up to be like, oh, I'm trying to bring you up here to fuck. Because if that's the point, then that takes away a lot of points from the movie. Because then it's like, what was the point of his role? If he was exactly like every other dude in the film, why did you even need him?
I think he was that way in a different way. He was not trying to do what
Well, I didn't write the movie. I don't know for a fact, but I don't think that he was trying to do what y'all really are implying.
No.
So because y'all are telling me that
if she went to taking time, she's like, I just need you to take time. Why would
he conveniently walked her to his apartment?
Right.
She knew the red flags. That's why she kicked the can.
Right.
No. She thought that that's what he was going to do. But I think you could tell
so
by
his.
You mean
to tell me if she went up there with him and it like she was into him that
that's a different situation now. That's not what y'all were saying
but
before.
It's still a plot.
No. Y'all were trying to relate him to the rest of the guys who were trying to date rape, or they were automatically being like, "I want to fuck. I'm bringing you here for this specific reason of fucking." I don't think that's what he was doing.
Right.
I think that he would if he brought her upstairs. And they were cuddling up and she was plenty sober and she was like, yeah, let's do a little something. He would have done it.
He was a different level, y'all. Right. He was a different level. Because think about it. Like, we already experienced the first guy from the bar.
Right.
He wanted to bring her back to the house so he can fuck.
Exactly.
This guy was not doing that. He was not doing that.
That
was
the whole point of the role.
He was not walking her to the house so he can fuck her. That was not the case. Like Mike said.
But if it happens, okay. I mean, it's the same shit.
It's not the same shit.
You don't fall into some pussy.
It's not the same. I don't understand. Y'all are tripping, bro. It is not the same at all.
No, I'm saying like, as soon as he seen her in that coffee shop, he's like, I want her. I'm going to get her.
I want to date her.
God, date for what?
What movie did y'all watch?
Mike, the whole movie is about predatory dude.
Exactly. And the whole point is he is not that type of predator.
The
whole point of their relationship.
That's what me and Rod are saying. That y'all are saying he's the same as everybody else and he's not.
Yeah. My viewpoint.
He's different.
My viewpoint of their relationship is showing that perspective that even a woman who's cognitive of these kinds of dudes and these people can still get caught up in overlooking somebody because they think there's somebody else.
Wait. So when she confronted him with the video, y'all are saying that his reaction to that proves that he's not quite as bad a guy as the rest of them? Is that what y'all are
different
telling me?
Different type of bad. When you have those type of dudes, those scummy rapists, there's always that one friend who wouldn't do it himself, but he wouldn't necessarily stop it if his boys were doing it.
And when you call me out on my bullshit, I lash out.
Yes. Because absolutely.
Because he sincerely thinks he's not like
these
dudes.
100%.
You're like, I didn't even do anything.
Right. I didn't even touch you. Right. Not realizing that it doesn't matter if you touched, you didn't stop it or tell anybody.
Right.
So he's just as bad, but it's a different level. Mm-hmm. I felt like the movie was trying to make a point of there are so many different levels.
I don't disagree with you.
Because just like the female friend that was laughing about it, she's a scumbag too. She wasn't trying to fuck her or anything.
She had the video the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Madison. She had the video the whole time.
She was the enabler. Yes.
So was he.
Exactly. That's the point.
No, he was a participant.
No, he wasn't.
You were there.
He was there. So was she. So how was she?
She wasn't there. She was there. No, they passed the video out to random people.
She was there. She was talking about how the girl was a slut and she went over and did X, Y, and Z.
I did not think that she was actually at the party.
I think she was at the party.
The video got sent out.
She was at the party. They are pieces of shit. That's what I was saying.
Yes, they are all pieces of shit.
But if you're in that category, then like there is levels, but it's like you're still pieces of shit.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm like, he ain't no good in this nigga.
Nobody said he was a good guy. That's what you're missing. I think the movie is trying to say that there are different types of scumbags and victimizers. He was not a good person, but he convinced himself that he was because he didn't actively participate in the rape. I don't understand y'all.
I don't get what we're missing. It sounds like we're saying the same thing. I don't honestly get where we're disagreeing.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying that yes, there are different levels. Mm-hmm. Yes, that he was just that you have fucked up in different levels, and that they're all delusional. Mm-hmm. What I'm disagreeing, I think, is that he was actually a good guy, but you guys aren't saying that.
We're not
but
saying
you
he's a good
kind
guy.
Of are.
No,
that's where I'm lost
no.
in the conversation.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. There's no part of anything that we're saying that he's a good guy. The whole point is, I don't think that he was taking her back specifically to have sex. I think that he was fine waiting for sex. He was cool just being with her. But at the same time, he was also okay with letting his friend rape somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's the point that the movie is making, is that there are dudes like this guy in real life that still think that they're good guys. I wouldn't do that to anybody, but you still allow it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call somebody a nigger, but you let your friend do it and you don't say anything. Yes.
And I think where the disagreement for me is that the coinky dink of you walking me past your house, while you may not have intended to have sex with me, it's still a level of fucked up. It's still, because if it goes there, you can't sit here and tell me in your mind somewhere, you're not like, oh, it might. That is, so that's on your mind, and that is a level of fucked up. Okay. And that is a red flag.
I don't think that's a
red flag. I don't either. Not, you're not,
the if you, if you you're just not really want, you're not right. forcing the situation, but you're creating a scenario for the situation
yes.
to happen.
Yes.
We're that's both an, out having a good time.
So let's just continue to be out and have a good time. Don't now put me in a situation where I could potentially have sex with you.
Yes.
It's a level of fucked up if we are on our first fucking date.
The mindset, I don't mind, as far as if a nigga trying to fuck, okay, that makes sense. But if you're curating
exactly.
the session for that,
that's like, what you're doing by convenience. I don't know where you live.
In
I don't know where
way.
You stay. You're conveniently walking me
he
towards
didn't
your apartment.
Trick her. They were the whole thing was him trying to be cutesy. I'm not saying that it was really a coincidence. I'm not fucking stupid.
Right.
It was he was clearly trying to bring her back to the place. Okay. But all I'm saying is, I don't think he was specifically doing that because he wanted to have sex with her. So I don't see how that is him putting her in a situation where she could. Y'all acting like she ain't got a brain of her own.
My thing
she wasn't intoxicated.
You're putting me in a situation where I have to be like this.
No, you're putting yourself in that situation. Y'all are both on a date. You're walking by his place. He's trying to be cute. So he's like, oh, look at the coinkydink. We're by my place. Do you want to come up? She had the opportunity to say no.
Yeah.
Only thing is, I did.
She said no, but then she thought he is a scumbag and he was trying to fuck me. Now I'm pissed that I let my guard down. So she walked away, she kicked the trash can. Later on, she thought about it and she was like, oh, I don't think that's what was going on.
Y'all.
So I'm going back to him.
That's why she went back.
Like, this shit is
why
so.
Why did she go back then?
Because he apologized. Now, it's one thing if you put me in a fucked up situation and say, you know what, that was messed up, I'm sorry. So now we have a chance to restart.
When did he apologize? Maybe I missed that part. I don't remember him apologizing.
No, she came up to his job and said, she was just
he didn't apologize.
He
went back
a little
up
bit
there.
More. He was surprised that
because
she came back.
Because even in that moment, he's like, oh, I just totally fucked this up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of how she took it.
Yeah.
He
her
thought
reaction. Yeah.
Right. But I don't think. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we're spending way too much time on y'all being wrong.
I think that if she would have agreed to go up, he probably would have made a move.
I don't think he would have. I really don't think he would have. He was such a dork.
Who is a level of fucked up where they can watch
you
and not have a woman in their place and at least make some sort of a shot?
I don't think he would have.
I think y'all are delusional.
She ain't dating no Teletubby, my nigga.
That's fine.
And
grown ass man.
And if she would have said no, he would have been cool on waiting on it. But he was going to. He got it up to that crib for a reason.
Okay.
Again, I don't know what movie y'all watched or why y'all think
we're
she would have inserted this character. That seems pointless.
Right,
that seems pointless.
Yeah. Not really.
Why would you insert this guy that's exactly like all of the other dudes?
It makes sense, y'all.
It makes no sense.
It shows the levels, like y'all said.
It's not showing the levels to y'all.
You're changing the narrative. That's not what we're saying. We're not disagreeing that there are different levels of fucked up, and this guy was not quite as fucked up as the rest of them, but he was. What we're saying is that coinky dink is a red flag to the level of fucked up that he is.
All right, we got to move on.
I want to get y'all thoughts on the conversation Cassie had.
Are you
with
sure?
Y'all, it's context, nigga. Cassie had with the dean, who was in charge of the sexual assault case of her friend Nina. Mm-hmm. What did y'all think about that exchange?
We'll be back after this quick break.
Just another level fucked up. Like, just not realizing that you're doing something fucked up until somebody shows you that you're doing something fucked up.
I thought that shit was dope.
It was so dope.
Yeah.
You know, I got your daughter with those same type of guys, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, shit.
But I'm sure she'll be fine.
Right? Yeah.
Because she's not a slut.
Right.
She'll
right.
be perfectly fine.
I was like, right. damn.
Yeah.
And I like that that's how they kind of reveal to us exactly what happened with the friend. Because while you might have had some inkling of what happened, like they used that scenario to explain exactly what the relationship was like between, what's her character's
Nina.
Name?
Nina.
Nina and her friend.
So I got a question for you. So you said that you wish she was killing the guys. Mm-hmm. Do you wish that that would have actually happened to the girl? I was wondering that when we was watching.
So, yeah, that the teenage girl and the friend, right?
Okay.
I was torn.
Wow. Talking about Madison?
Yeah. Who's Allison Madison? Bree? Yeah.
Those are the two situations where I was like, oh, this movie really fucked up.
Right. Yeah. I almost feel like that would have, like, if that would have happened to either one of them, mm-hmm. that would have been even more fucked up than killing rapists.
Yes.
Because you're inflicting that same type of pain on another woman.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. What was your thought on that? Because you wanted her to
I wanted her to kill the niggas, but I don't want you to have bitches rape. Like, what good is that?
Okay.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, this motherfucker just crazy. Like she out here just doing whatever.
Why are you looking like that?
Because I'm surprised that y'all really thought that's what she was doing.
No, I didn't think that's what she was doing. But what I'm saying is that
thought
that's what she was doing.
When the little girl's like, this goofy motherfucker gonna take this little girl and really do that shit to prove a point. And I'm like, you really got her.
What were you doing when you were watching this movie?
I went into this movie dry. I didn't know what to expect.
You were playing video games while
I like to go anywhere with the movie. Like, if I don't know anything about the movie, I'm like, oh, you can go this way, you go that way. And I go to the extreme
movies
level.
Must be a whole lot of fun for you. Because you just go every goddamn shit that don't make no kind of sense.
It's a tool.
I will say that I thought she did set the friend up to be
right, Madison?
So.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, I did think that. I think they tried to make you think that that's what it was.
I feel like they tried to do that all the way, like all through the movie. Like all throughout the movie, you thought, like, the way they did the first dude with the hot dog and the ketchup and stuff, like, they set this movie up like she was really doing fucked up shit to these people. Mm-hmm. And until the very end. It wasn't until the very end that she actually did what you think she's doing this entire movie.
Which I thought was the goofiest part of the whole movie.
Hmm? That was the...
Because it was just like, I thought you was, like, really gonna inflict some pain. And you ended up dying.
She tried to inflict pain?
She if she really tried, she would have had a gun, first of all. No. She ain't gonna just try to.
Y'all are making this not fun.
This is my thoughts, Mike. This ain't got nothing to do
with it. You're a tough critic.
No, I'm just saying, because it's just like, it was just not a dumb ending, because the ending was actually interesting. I'm not gonna say, I like the movie, but it's just that part was just like, you didn't expect that to happen?
She didn't expect him to break his handcuff and hold her arm down and smother her.
No, she knew that there was a based on the way it ended, she knew there was a possibility it wasn't.
If you have to tie somebody up to get the advantage, that means that you know that this...
That means that you're not a woman.
9 times out of 10, a woman would have to tie a guy up to get an advantage. Even if the guy is smaller than her.
No, I'm saying because of that, you got to come with more heavy artillery than that.
She had a knife, Nick. I think she thought she was good.
But she was going to a cabin full of muscle-bound dudes.
But like Nate just said, I think that she had a part of her... Because otherwise, she wouldn't have sent that tape to her, the psychiatrist. I think she knew there was a possibility she wasn't going to make it out.
She's going to come out of there alive. She had a plan. The plan just was fucked up.
Yeah. I don't think it was dumb necessarily.
And at the end of the day, if she didn't, I think it was more about the revenge and like all of them being in medical school and the artistry behind carving your ass up with a scalpel. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Mm. She was going to write Nina's name on it?
She sure was.
Oh, man. I don't know if we skipped it, but we skipped it.
The
attorney.
I don't know what you just said.
The attorney. Yeah, the dude who represented.
What did y'all think she was about to have done to him?
Have his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
That dude that was outside leaning on the car, he was going to handle that business.
Well, what scene is that?
When she goes to the psychiatrist, you really were playing video games.
Nah.
When she goes to the psychiatrist, he was like that older white guy. Mm-hmm. And she goes up to his door and she's like, you know, da da da. He was like, oh, I've been waiting on this.
Oh, yeah. Dude from Spider-Man. Dr. Yes. Octopus. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Didn't recognize him.
So, yeah, I thought she was going to kill him.
I don't think she was ever going to kill anyone.
Anybody.
I was hoping she was. The whole time, like, all right, this nigga got to go. The whole time, I'm waiting for some bloody knife.
I think she was just going to have his ass whooped by the guy outside. When she went back to the car, remember the guy that was leaning on the car? I think she was just going to have that guy beat the other dude's ass.
Yeah.
We skipped this part too. The guy that was like talking all that feminist shit before he did it.
The McLovin?
I don't know.
Yeah, from Superbad.
As soon as I seen him, I was like, of course he going to play a pervert.
Yeah, Superbad.
I know that that was another aspect that we skipped over. The fact that everybody in here that was one of the assaulters or whatever was like a comedian, which was another like level of her pushing the idea of these are good guys and these are the unassuming kind of whatever funny guys that wouldn't do this type of thing. But I don't know McLovin, but if that's the guy that was like, you know,
he was doing lines of coke and trying to get her to do coke.
Why are you wearing makeup? You look so much better without makeup. Like that was a game. That was a line.
The only funny part was when she pretended to pass out and he was like, oh.
Wake up!
Yeah, when he tried, like, I was like, all right. But
he was scared as shit.
Yeah, he was terrified. Like, he was like, what do you mean?
You were pretending this whole time?
Yep.
But she did say, at least you
woke me up or something like that.
Yeah. Didn't try to, you know what I'm saying?
Make sure. Yeah, at least you woke me up first, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Different levels.
Yep.
Different levels.
I was gonna take her back to his mama's house. I was like, bro,
yeah, that's right.
Why we gotta be the biggest?
Why do you have to have the damn tight ass shirt too? Did you
his
see that
shirt
shit?
Wasn't even buttoned?
I
right
know was, the buttons.
The buttons was struggling, bro.
I was like, what? Yeah, and then he reacted. He was mad.
That
you fucking
part
bitch.
Got me though.
Oh,
man.
Even that scene with old boy the doctor. He was just like, damn, you like he was. Like shocked and shit.
So y'all thought
like,
he was just playing?
Y'all thought he was playing that moment too? That wasn't
really
sincere.
Y'all.
I'm saying, was it sincere or was it not?
It's a sincere question. Y'all think he was bullshitting when he was like, it seemed like he was hurt?
He didn't seem hurt to me. He seemed pissed. And he looked at her like she was a slut.
Oh my God. I really don't know what movie y'all watched. I really
you too,
don't.
He did look at her like, damn, you just like all the rest. That was kind of the feeling he got.
But he was also hurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was
expecting him to say, you fucking slut. I was waiting to say that.
If he did that, then that would have defeated the whole point of that scene.
That was the whole reveal. That's what made the whole twist interesting to me. Cause I was like, that's what I was saying. The whole time he was answering things correctly. Like he ain't even make it about himself. He was just like, damn, like you could have told me you was fucking around. Like I would have removed my emotions out of the whole
relationship.
Yeah,
and if he yelled, oh, you just a big fucking slut. And that would have ruined the whole point.
You know what's interesting? We don't even know what he was going there for.
He was going to meet his friends.
Mm-hmm. To do what?
Try. You going too far.
I'm just saying.
To drink.
I don't know, man.
What was he going to do? You tell me.
I'm conveniently get back to his crib for some more drinks.
Oh, man.
But nah, I was, that scene, I was just like, all right. To me, this is just like, that was when it was like, okay. What is her real plan now? Like, what is she, her ultimate goal? So, like, when we, especially when we get to...
What do you mean, what is her ultimate goal?
Because, like, when... Because I'm thinking, like, she's doing all this planning and shit, right? Like, the shit with Madison, the shit with the dean, the shit with the pervert old teacher.
Do you
like,
think that she always had this plan or this plan?
Yeah, because remember she was looking up his bachelor party earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
But I thought she was like, you know
what,
I'm going to
dead all
this
shit. She didn't even know he was getting married until she met the doctor.
But didn't he say it like on their first date?
He said it when he ran into her.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So this is my point. You think she always had this plan or this plan came into fruition once she met the doctor and she got connections to all these people again?
Yes, that's what I mean. That's right. What I mean. I think she's been doing her little vigilante shit on her own.
Yeah.
And now she was able to get a revenge on the people that
exactly.
started it.
I think she always wanted to get them.
Yes,
and
the doctor presented him her an opportunity to be able to do this.
Yes.
No, I don't disagree that once she met the doctor, she had this plan. But ultimately, this woman has been stuck ever since she lost her friend. Mm-hmm. Like her friend had this horrific situation happen in college and she hasn't been able to get past it. And so the way she drops out of medical school, it's obvious that this girl is brilliant, right? Her parents are looking at her like, what the fuck are you doing with your life in our house? Like you can be doing so much more than what you are. Why are you content with working at this coffee shop doing nothing? Because she's busy trying to figure out how to avenge her friend. And the way she's been able to do that is by acting, get drunk, and catching these dudes. So it's not so much that she had a plan. She's just very much like in Nomadland. She's stuck.
Yeah, I It's been a while since I watched it, but I thought she was like over the revenge part when she her and old boy kind of fell madly in love with each other, and then when she listened to the video,
it's like, oh, okay, I'm like, about to get all y'all.
All these motherfuckers got to go.
Yeah.
So,
you think the plan got back in motion?
Yeah, I think it came back around. Yeah, okay. I think she was gonna dead that shit until old girl,
because she found something that she could move on. She could move on, and it's like, oh. Mm-hmm. But you really wanted him. Yeah. I should have known when you walked me to your coinky dink apartment.
What did y'all think about her parents, though?
Who cares?
It was sad when they thought their daughter was coming back and she wasn't. Yeah. I was like, damn, man. They really believed that shit.
Yeah, she always leaves.
I
thought that whole situation, like, as a parent, like, you see so much potential in your kid, and you just know that they're going through something. Like, when she brought dude home for dinner, he was like, I'm happy to see you back. Mm-hmm. Like, meaning, like, we've really missed you because you haven't been yourself since you lost your friend.
The other girl was like a daughter to us, and we've missed her, but we really missed you
more.
I was like, oh.
Right.
Yeah, that hit me, like.
Did y'all think he was bullshitting, too?
Nah,
you didn't think he was one of the...
I thought the father was gonna say some fucked up shit, but he kept on saying good things.
Trust
they all meant that shit, especially when they gave him that goddamn suitcase.
I don't trust nobody.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Yeah, that suitcase.
Hey, fuck her. Hey, that's what Laverne said. Yeah, that's the most obvious sign I could ever think of.
I would lie. I'm gonna put that in my mental Rolodex, bitch. If y'all had started in my house, that's what you get every holiday.
Dominic got till he 19.
You gonna get a suitcase set of luggage every holiday. Christmas, you get the duffel bag. Like, look.
You gonna give him the whole set piece.
Piece by piece.
Oh my God.
For your 19th birthday, you get the cosmetic bag.
The last piece is
going to
be that boot, right?
Right.
Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards.
Here's a gift card to Home Goods.
Right.
Listen, I thought that was brilliant.
I was going to ask y'all, what did y'all think about the scene when Madison gives Cassie the old recording? Did you expect that dude to be on there?
Like, why did she do that?
She was just tired of her fucking with
her.
I think she didn't want nothing else to do with Cassie.
Yeah.
She was just like, and I think it was probably a situation where that was eating at her for years. Because also, in parallel, remember when Cassie was having her little rendezvous montage with Ryan? That was the whole time Madison been trying to call her like, nigga, what the fuck happened that night?
Right.
Like, nigga, you need to tell me something. Who was the dude that I was with and all that other shit? She was like, and that's why later on when she came back to her, she was like, I know I'm at your house and you know it's stalkery, but I didn't know what happened. She was like, oh, baby girl, don't worry about that. That nigga ain't do shit to you. And so that whole time was like, this motherfucker was paranoid. So she's like, look, you put me through some shit here. This what you want? Take this. And I don't ever want to see
you. Do me a favor. Yeah.
Don't ever call me again.
Yeah.
No, I think that outside of the fact, even if it wasn't eating at her, I think being in that it hits different when you're in this situation, right? Which is what we saw with the dean. Like, it hits different when it's at home. So I think the fact that she had that lunch, got her drunk, and they were talking about the situation with her friend, and now I find myself in a situation like that. You know what? Here, this was fucked up. I'm thinking about it a little different. Here you go. Do what you want to with it, because I still don't have the balls to do it myself. And don't
Never
ever call
fucking
me again.
Call me again. After she said.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I understand shit. If you think somebody did that to you or left you hanging out like that and then it was nothing, don't talk to me. We wasn't even that cool anyway.
Right. That's what I was thinking when she said it. Like, it's not like y'all were like homies for real, for real. So
yeah, so
they
that's,
weren't?
Nah. They hung out different crowds. Yeah.
No, but like in college they were.
Oh yeah. But once they left college,
I think they had different crowds. Like they were just in the same class, cohort or some shit like that.
Perhaps.
That's why I was like when the Ryan shit was revealed, I was like, damn, Cassie, when can you ever trust white men? Because I'm just like, because obviously there ain't no niggas in this movie. So, well, there was,
Laverne.
But.
Yeah, he was in there. And Laverne.
I forget. Okay.
She was
I was about to say, I thought never
mind. Yeah, I was talking about I forgot about the dude.
Well, no, when Ken said, well, he was, and I was like, damn, bro. I didn't know. I forgot about the tight shirt.
Yeah, it's like big one.
I forgot about him. The other guy at the very, 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 very beginning. But he didn't
just
really
the same
that.
Guy.
Yeah. It's the same motherfucker.
Same dude.
They can only have one of us in the fucking
house? Exactly.
Apparently.
So I was just like, damn, like, everybody has come back?
It was the same guy, because he said, you're the crazy chick that
with my friend,
took.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
But yeah, I was shocked. I was like, damn, not Ryan.
How were really? You shocked when you've been? Never
mind. Because he knocked down all the shit,
never
Mike.
Never mind, Nick.
Everything I was going off was like, all right, if he do this, then he gonna it's him. He ain't do it. I was like, all right, I'm just bugging. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to myself. I'm like, nah, there it go. All right. But once I seen, I was like, I was right the whole time. I was like, bro, I was pissed. And then his reaction, I'm like, you gonna call her that? Oh, come on.
I forget what he called
her. He said, like, oh, you ain't shit anyway.
He called her a failure.
Yeah.
He called her a failure. Yeah, he said, neither one of us will be doctors, you failure.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting for Ryan.
Me too.
I really was. I was rooting for Ryan.
I like that little white shit. Some white relationships. Oh, that's a little cute.
They're a cute little couple. You a hater, Nate.
What did I say? I said I knew that I was gonna be him on that video. I was like, well,
I knew something was.
It was too much. Yeah. She was doing too much.
It was too happy.
Yeah,
singing that song in the damn.
Who knows? Why you keep going back to that?
Because that shit.
Yeah, that shit was cute.
You be doing that shit.
Not no damn Paris Hilton. Maybe Spice Girls.
I mean, that's different.
That's different. You know, hit him with the two beat.
Come on. Yes.
Love like I never needed love before.
I want to make love to you, baby.
I didn't even know they had a song like that.
This is my first time hearing this song ever.
She know all this. I'm like, man, what the fuck you listen to?
I thought he was
Girls?
Funny, though, the actor. Yeah, I thought he was funny in this role.
Yeah, I was definitely laughing when he called her a failure. I was like, all right, here it comes. You know when a white boy get fed up? He's like, look at you, piece of shit. And she was like, yep, here it go. I knew this was you.
Yeah, she sure did.
Hey, that shit. Man, that shit, I was like, oh, this nigga just don't care no more. Like, you know when you lose something, he's like, you know, I ain't want you anyway. You know? You coffee
bitch,
making
you
mom.
Ugly anyway.
Yeah, that was that bitch you ugly moment. Yeah,
that was a what moment?
That bitch you ugly anyway.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna say that too, but he just called her.
So that's damn near worse.
But that's what too. The white man said. That's yeah, how black dude said.
Yeah,
bitch,
yeah.
You ain't all that anyway.
Boy, your pussy whack. Fuck out of here.
All right,
your stinking ass.
Let your pussy go away.
You make better coffee than the pussy.
What?
So
I don't want. Never mind. Keep going.
Wait, what?
That's a keep going.
I had to stop.
Keep going.
I had to stop. Because I want to get to this bachelor party.
Let's go,
man.
Are you spitting that coffee, girl.
That's when he knew I gotta get him back to the crib.
Yeah, exactly.
I got here with the quinky dick.
Exactly.
Conveniently.
I gotta get the quinky dick. The way she's spitting that coffee. You, man, you always go to already got that ready made saliva. Yeah. She didn't have to do like that. She didn't have to do none of that.
She had that hillbilly saliva. You want the
saliva?
That thing. That shit always ready. They got a whole gob of spit ready for it. It was like, I'm trying to see what that going.
He said, hey, I'm going to drink this coffee.
Shit.
Hey, you ain't said nothing but a word, girl.
That's hilarious.
He's so petite.
Oh, God.
See, because, like, man, Mike, I was with this movie until we got to the bachelor party. Because I think the whole massacre about to happen next.
Listen, I love the toxic breakdown that they had. That I wanted the soundtrack just for that.
What didn't you like?
What didn't I or what I did like?
Didn't.
Once we got to the bedroom,
everything.
No, I thought it was gonna be some real like laid out plan type shit. Cause like she had them. Cause like, damn, how is she gonna take out all these motherfuckers?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, she got them drunk. She probably had the drug. Cause like when she was in the room, she's like, look, I drugged your friends and all that shit. They all here passed out. I'm like, oh, okay, so you some conniving ass shit. And then she kept talking. And you know how it is when you watch like a superhero movie. What we always say, the villains always talk too much, and that's how the good guy get away. But obviously, this is reverse. So I'm like, I hope this don't go the way I think it is. As soon as she got on top of that nigga, I'm like, all right, you gonna stab him in the throat? She over here trying to do some, what's the name? The dude with the white dude afro, Bob, whatever. Bob. He'll be painting Bob. Shit.
Bob Ross.
She's trying to Bob you're Ross this nigga's stomach.
A happy little yeah. tree.
So let's add a little color here. Let's add a little nicky. I'm like, you over here bullshitting with your meal. You supposed to eat yeah. that motherfucker.
She didn't even get a nick in.
Mm-mm. Not a one.
That nigga flipped over. Oh, yeah. I was like, somebody, like, where's the cops? Man. Where's something? Like, I thought she, you know, some shit would time out right.
Thought Ryan was coming in there.
Somebody.
I did too. Yeah. I did. I was like, I thought somebody was going to say, I really did for a half minute think that Ryan was going to bust through the door and save her.
Why? Get off my friend.
That shit.
No, I
just going to die too like that.
I didn't, no, I was not expecting her to die, but I damn sure wasn't expecting Ryan, why would y'all think he was?
Because I thought they might try to do some like old redemption bullshit. I didn't want Ryan to be the guy that saved her. I just thought that might be what
I was hoping at a certain point, because I was like, damn, she really suffocated. Somebody got to save her.
Was yeah, he day was long.
That was hard to watch.
That's why I was thinking the whole time, like somebody coming.
So,
they ain't gonna
but
log
that's why
to
I liked it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's well, what was good about it, because it's like, yo, you really had to, like, she fought for a really, really long time. You knew what the fuck you were doing. Like, at what point you're like, oh,
yeah, it was
shit.
Like a mistake thing. It was
right.
Like,
no, which I'm, very yeah. much like what has gone on, obviously, mm-hmm. with him in the past. Like, no, you're just a fucked up rapist murderer.
Yeah.
Who cries? When the shit go bad.
Right. And then you got your homeboy who got to get you out of it. Yeah. Now you a fucked up rapist murderer, hacking ass bitch, nigga. Like, y'all cut this bitch up and burnt her.
Mm-hmm. When that motherfucker.
Like it was nothing. When her
like some chicken.
When the dude came in, talk about some, come on, quit playing, bro. What is this, the 90s? Killing strippers? I was like, bro, you don't
nigga's
even know.
Hilarious.
He's like, oh, shit, he's dead. he was like, look, listen, it's okay, it's gonna be all right. I was like, they about to do that white man cover up shit.
They did, yep.
They burned her like it was a damn campfire.
The white is the white. At that
he over here kicking her hand in there
into the bonfire. I can't
fuck.
Yeah, I. There was no point of no return. Like I didn't like the fact that she died, but after thinking about it, it was really no point of no return.
Actually,
yeah, I didn't like it at first. Yeah. At first, because like I said, the scene was a bit long for me, mm-hmm. and the fact that like all the sound cut out and you just hear her crying, and then he's just like, "Stop moving, stop fucking moving." It was like very realistic, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Bro, I'm good on this. I get it. She's dead. Let's move on." Mm-hmm. But at the end, I was just like, "Okay, I feel like this really couldn't end any other way."
Yeah,
she just got away. It would have been like, "All right,
she got away with too much shit."
Yeah,
right.
I had a question. I was like, "This white woman getting away with too much shit." Cause I was just thinking that I was like, you put anybody else in these situations, usually that's like the end result. Like mm-hmm. it ends tragically. So that's why when it happened, I was like, I knew it. That motherfucker going there with no gun, thinking you just gonna doodle on a nigga's stomach.
I think she clearly, the more I think about it, she clearly knew she was not gonna make it out of there. She sent Laverne Cox, I forget her name in the movie. She sent Laverne Cox the other piece of the necklace. She went there with the Nina piece of the necklace.
Yep.
So she knew, because that was going to be able to like be a connection back to Nina.
Remember
the end?
Oh, I thought she was, that was just like a little memento, like, oh, this is like my little going away thing. You know what I'm saying? I still fuck with you. Here's my necklace. Like it was like a nice little gift. Send off gift.
I think there was kind of a point like why she wore Nina's side and sent her own side to...
Because I thought she had Nina's necklace because, like, all right, me and Nina about to go to get, like, I want to, this is my little.
Oh, you could be right.
You know what I'm saying?
You could be right.
I'm going to be with Nina. You could have this for me.
But yeah, I think you could because be right. She had everything ironed out, I think she either knew there was a big chance or she went there with the intention of not coming out and mm-hmm. being a martyr to seek revenge for her friend.
Yeah. But it was dope with them motherfuckers. Because I was like, dang, these motherfuckers really gonna get away with this shit.
At the wedding and shit over toasted us.
Loved
shit.
It. Fucking loved
yeah,
it.
They stretched out certain parts really, yeah. really well to make you think that, like.
That nigga running away was like.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. You see him looking back at like, he ran away like Cat Williams in Atlanta. No, the scene that really pissed me off, and I was like, bro, you really a piece of shit. When the cop went to Ryan and he was like, do you know anything about this? He was like, nope.
Yeah.
Don't know nothing.
He was like, do you think she might want to commit suicide?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bro, you ain't gonna let the cop know these niggas did it. You ain't even cool. You
That would get him in trouble. Why would he tell?
Mm-hmm. How?
Because he already knew she had the video.
Yeah.
If he told on them in some way, shape, or form, it was going to come back on him. So that's why he didn't say anything.
But that's your, you loved her, quote unquote.
He loved that, her.
That was the piece of shit.
You drinking spit coffee. You love that motherfucker.
But see, that was the piece of shit part about him or whatever. He's the same guy that watched that shit. Them same guys do this shit.
Exactly.
So he won't kill the same guy that's watching this shit happen again.
Bingo. That's exactly what it was.
See, to me, they all the same. You a piece of shit, you a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're not going back to that.
Just I get that. You trying to pull us in.
I'm learning these days, bro. Hitting you with the woo side, Nick. It's not going to work.
Nah, yeah. That was, when I seen that, I was like, yeah, Ryan. Shit,
yeah, that was fucked up.
That was real fucked up. He's like, it's so nonchalant, too.
Bro, like, that's what I'm saying. He didn't even care. Like, yeah, man, I believed him. I was like, I don't think he knows her. I was like, did he? I was like, did he know? He told her.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, Mike, when I'm in my head, I was on the edge of my seat like, bro, you ain't gonna say shit. Cause I'm like, bro, he gonna say something. I'm like, I'm gonna come do the review. Like, all right, he redeemed himself at the end.
Why I see nigga in his room like,
Oh no. Cause I'm throwing my hands up like, you really ain't gonna say nothing for the love of your life.
Yeah. Now it was good, man. I think that's what I liked about it. Like, it was a lot of twists and turns, you know, in it. That's why I said it was, you know, it captured my attention, because I was watching it before we went to the Hawks game, and I was like halfway through, and I was like, fuck. I ain't even want to get up to go to the game because I wanted to see what was gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So
it was good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
This is a good movie.
That ending was.
Yeah, that stuck to you. Good. That stuck to you.
You didn't think this was going to be the end of it, did you?
Yeah.
Well, it is now. Then she signed it, Cassie and Nina, with a smiling face. Mm-hmm. Like, God damn.
That was the chef's kiss. Dope. Yeah, that was.
So what happens to Ryan? You think he goes down for anything?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I think she exposed everything. Yeah, I think she exposed everything.
He's an accessory. He won't get as much time as the other guys, but he's an accessory.
Mm. Damn, man. Yeah, that was,
and Nina killed herself after that happened. Yep. Is that what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Okay. That's what it was.
Somebody said it. I forgot who said it.
Somebody said it. Yeah, she killed herself.
So my question is, what was the difference between the blue marks and the red marks?
So at first I thought the red marks were the killings and the blue marks were like not the killings.
So did I.
That's what I thought. What the marks? So in her book, some of her marks are red and some of them were blue. On the guy she was dealt with. So, yeah, part of me thought that the red were actual kills and the blues were like, oh, I just let him off with a warning type thing.
So was she killing people?
That's what I think I'm still confused on what was kills and what wasn't.
Can't,
because... I didn't think she was killing anyone.
Yeah, because remember when the black guy, he didn't make it seem like that guy chasing was missing.
Right. Yeah. But that was confusing. I did want to rewind that back to see why was some blue and why was some red.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, she had red and blue marks. Huh. Nay, do you know why she had red and blue marks in the book? Because at one point I thought the red meant that she might have killed the guy and the blues were like, I let him off with a warning type thing. No idea. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I have to rewatch it to figure it out. I didn't even notice the color. So yeah, that was the end of the movie. This definitely would have been better than Nomadland. I don't know how this didn't win an award, but it was. I believe
it was nominated on. Yeah, like she.
It was probably too dark to like a dark.
All movie. The same categories for Nomadland. It was nominated for Best Picture, Director, and Actress.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was probably a bit too overboard for them to.
Well, they won Best Original Screenplay.
Oh, they did? Yeah,
okay. They won for that. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
They were also nominated for Best Film Editing, but yeah. Mm. The
editing was dope.
Yeah, the director who also wrote it as well. So yeah, she got an Oscar.
I remember one of the things that made me want to see this. I remember reading an article where there was, I forget what magazine it was, but the writer gave the movie a really good review, but then they threw in this part about how they didn't think that the lead actress was good looking enough to play the role.
Wow.
And after I went and watched it, I was like, wow, you really missed don't it. Get the point. They were the writer was like, it should have been because what's her Harley Quinn? What's her real name?
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie had something to do with this.
She's a producer. Yeah,
producer. And the writer was like, yeah, they should have just had Margot Robbie play the role because it would have made more sense.
Why? Nothing about this role called for a uber beautiful girl.
She wasn't and ugly. She's good looking, but it was the whole point was it was like, why did you think that she has to be good looking enough to be raped? Like, it's such a weird thing to put in an article.
Yeah.
And I remember reading that and I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And then once I watched it, I was like, oh, wow, you really just said some stupid shit. And I remember she actually came out.
The actress
came out and was like, you totally missed the fucking point. And the writer had to then go back and apologize. Mm. But it was an interesting situation.
Do you think they did it as a dark comedy to make the message they were trying to convey more easily digestible?
I think they were trying to make the message not necessarily easily digestible, but to make it, I think that's why they put most of the people as comedians. They were trying to drive home this point of you look at guys and they might seem like they're good guys, but at the end of the day, they're still pieces of shit. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all not think about I May Destroy You at all while watching this movie?
Oh, I did a little bit.
I did a little bit,
but not simply because it's just a different take on sexual assault, right? And I think I May Destroy You focused on it so much for me that it was hard to not think about it just because this was just like a different, looking at it from a slightly different lens. But I don't even know if, I guess that I almost feel like if making it a comedy makes it more digestible, it's almost like the shit is so stupid that it is comical because I really like, especially in that first scene, it's like this, I've heard niggas say this shit. Like, this is not even an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. So do you see, as somebody who's not that type of fucked up, like, do you see when, like, this shit is almost laughable that men are this way? So it's almost, like, I don't even know if it needed to be forced as a comedy to be digestible, if that makes sense.
It may make more people be willing to go watch it, you know, if they know that it's a comedy, and then, and then they're getting all of this with it, you know, as opposed to like a drama or something like that. It's a little bit more serious, you know.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just curious what y'all thought about that.
Any other last thoughts on this film?
I really enjoyed it.
No, it was a good watch. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a good watch. Lived up to my expectations.
I didn't have any. It exceeded mine.
I thought it was going to be bullshit.
Me too. That's all.
I didn't know anything about the movie, though. Mm. So I thought all I saw were Nomadland and Pretty Young, what is it?
Promising Young Woman.
it ain't that type of movie.
I keep calling it Pieces of a Woman, so don't get mad.
That's another movie.
So I was like,
that's another one.
So like, these sound like some bullshit, but I'll watch them. Nomadland was, this was like good. Damn. This was really good.
Leave no man.
Sorry, man. I won't do this.
Leave Fern alone, man.
That shit could have been a
it's
short
film.
It's
not Fern. It's just. Her best life. It's not Fern. It's the white people.
Fern should could have been a short film.
Damn.
It should have been just called Fern.
There you go.
15 minutes of Fern.
Right.
We can't do that shit.
That actually would have been a good short film.
It would have been a great 20-minute short film. It really would.
I would have came with Captivated, Mike, if it was 20 minutes.
I would have even gave you 42. Really, I could have maybe did 42 minutes.
Y'all leave Fern alone, man. We're not talking about Fern no more.
No, we're not.
Yeah. All I need to see was her eat shit and sleep.
There you go.
In the movie. In the movie.
That was all in one scene. That's all in one. That was the one
riveting.
Room. Well, those are our thoughts on Promising Young Woman. Please let us know what you guys think. FPS Podcast is the Reddit thread. Also our handle for IG and Twitter. Be curious to hear what you guys think about this film and what you took away from it. But yeah, that'll do it for us. We out. Peace.
Peace.